This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, Brian Sims, the Pennsylvania legislator who verbally assaulted a little old white woman, as he called her, and also some teenage daughters, continues to be the center of attention today. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here, the Cioli Show. Big announcement coming up this hour, so don't go away, all right? But I want to get right to our special guest because we have a very, very big guest coming on the show right now, a very important woman. I want to welcome to the show Ashley Gerecht. Ashley is the mom of the two daughters who were accosted, I would say, by state legislator Brian Sims. So I want to welcome Ashley to the show. How are you today?
I'm good, Rich. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I see that you and your husband started a fundraiser for the pro-life union to try to turn this evil act into some good, which is at GoFundMe.com/Philly. Is that right? Do I have the right address there?
GoFundMe.com/ProLifePhilly.
ProLife Philly. Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to just play a little bit of a clip of Brian Sims, the state legislator, who was verbally harassing your daughters. Just tell me what they were doing at this point, if you could, to set the stage for us.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Representative Brian Sims here, and I am outside the Planned Parenthood at Southeastern Pennsylvania. Oh, no, they're leaving now. What we've got here is a bunch of protesters. A bunch of pseudo-Christian protesters who've been out here shaming young girls for being here.
Hi.
And so here's the deal. I've got $100 to anybody who will identify any of these three.
So we're
going to donate
to
Planned Parenthood. I'm going to donate to Planned Parenthood.
And
so look, a bunch of white people standing out in front of a Planned Parenthood shaming
really
people.
Sorry.
There's nothing Christian about what you're doing. Nothing Christian at all about what you're doing. Hi, nothing Christian or loving or godly about what you're doing. So I've got $100 to anybody who will identify. $100. See if you got some friends out here. $100. It'd be easier if you just give me your name and your address.
Rich Bominski.
Rich, where are you from?
All right, so Ashley, let me ask you now. Those were your daughters that he was talking to?
Two of the girls were my daughters, yeah.
Okay. And how old are they?
They're 15 and 13.
So he's trying to get their address, and
yeah.
I assume to get the address of your 15-year-old and 13-year-old daughter to do what with it exactly?
He didn't say that to me. And my assumption was he was just trying to cause trouble and be more intimidating. And certainly I was concerned as a parent that that there could be more negative retribution for my daughters from this interaction. But to be honest, when we left, we prayed for Mr. Sims. We didn't know his name at the time. And I thought that would be the end of it. So... The last couple of 24 hours has been a surprising experience for us.
And Ashley, were your daughters, were you and your daughters doing anything at that point to harass anybody, to stop anyone's access into Planned Parenthood? Were you doing any of those things?
No. And so to be clear, when he's filming, that's actually our second interaction with Mr. Sims. So about 20 minutes before the video, and none of this was on film, he approached the four of us, I would say aggressively. He was clearly very angry and was yelling at us. He was specifically, it seemed to me like he was yelling at the girls, telling them they should be ashamed for what they were doing. And to be clear to your listeners, we were there only praying. You know, I would say almost in like a barely audible tone, I never go to pray in front of clinics to be in any kind of altercation, and especially when I have my children with me, I'm not looking to have really any kind of verbal or physical interaction with anybody coming in or out of the clinic. The only people we talk to are other people who are there to pray, and that was certainly what we did that day. We were, in all honesty, we were kind of on the corner of the property. We weren't even near the door, the gated, the fenced door. So we were, I would say, relatively inconspicuous in terms of being on that sidewalk. And so he continued to yell at the girls, and it seemed to me like he was walking toward them, and so I had to put myself in between him and the girls. I asked him repeatedly, please don't talk to them, please talk to me. And he would yell over my shoulder at them. I was trying to say to him, you hear me say it a little bit in the video, it was the same thing, saying, you know, we're not here to be in an argument, we're here just to pray for the women who are coming here, for the babies, for the clinic workers, for the doctors. We're really here just to pray. And that was what I was trying to communicate to him, as well as, you know, please speak to me, the adult. Don't yell at the minor. Don't yell at the girls who are here. So that happened before the video.
That happened before the video. And again, your daughters are 15 and 13 years old. Ashley Gorecht is here with me. Ashley is the mom of the two daughters who Brian Sims was yelling at. State legislator Brian Sims was yelling at in that video. So that happens, and you say to him, you know, please talk to me. And then he proceeds to yell at your daughters anyway. And then he tries to get their information. I mean, he's a grown man trying to get the personal information of two minors, which is bizarre. I mean, it's very bizarre behavior, I think, Ashley.
I agree. And, you know, in the time, in the moment, my adrenaline was up. I was concerned about trying to be a buffer for the girls. I really was hoping to kind of try to diffuse the situation overall. The two things, you know, that were confusing to me, I couldn't express it verbally, was that he was yelling aggressively at girls about being mean to girls. So that just doesn't really even make sense to me. And then, I know you see this in the video too, he kept screaming that we were white bullies or racists, whatever. And my daughters and I are Caucasian, absolutely, but my daughter's best friend is not. She said it a couple of times, but I don't think he was really looking for an honest dialogue. So that was our experience.
Well, I'm very sorry that you had to go through that. I'm sorry for your daughters that you had to go through that. You were just exercising your First Amendment rights. You weren't bothering anybody. You weren't trying to hurt anybody or stop anybody, or you were just praying. And that's your right. And so, you know, for this guy as a state legislator to come up and get in your face and start screaming at you and screaming at your underage daughters is just, it's pathetic. It really is. It's pathetic. So again, that GoFundMe, and what do you want to do with the GoFundMe, by the way?
So I appreciate the question. My husband and I really thought long and hard about what do we want our role in this to be now that it's gone public. It went viral. People were seeing the videos, and we were getting texts from people who recognized us. And so we thought, okay, if this is going to be out there, we're going to be, you know, recognized, then our sincere hope is that some kind of tangible good can come of this. And for us, that would be raising money for the Pro-Life Union of Philadelphia, because they're the umbrella organization that really coordinates the whole pro-life movement within Philadelphia. They, you know, deal with education and funding for several pro-life ministries, including homes for mothers who are pregnant, crisis pregnancy centers where women can receive free ultrasounds, free pregnancy tests, and educational resources. So my hope is that, you know, as ugly as this situation was, that it can be turned into a tangible good to benefit the pro-life union, who then I know will use those funds to work for the mothers and babies of Philadelphia. And that's what we want. That's our goal. So it wasn't a great situation, but if something positive can come out of this, then I'll be grateful for that.
Well, I think it's wonderful what you're doing. And, you know, I mean, I'm a very, very proud father of two beautiful children who are came into our life, you know, through adoption. And I think what you're doing is wonderful. And I also think that the issue of him trying to dox, as they say, D-O-X, dox your daughters by getting their information. And then, you know, that's despicable behavior, because there are a lot of nut jobs out there, you know, and if he had got your addresses and then put it on social media, which I assume he wanted to do, and he's got the camera in their faces, and, you know, that's a very dangerous thing that he could be doing here. And if I went down, if somebody made this point too, Ashley, if I just started walking around going up to teenage girls and said, I'll give anybody money who tells me their addresses, I'd get locked up.
Yes.
You know, I'd get locked up for that. because these are minors here, you know, the 13 and 15 years old. I can't, as an adult, walk around and go, I'll give money to anybody who tells me where these girls live. I mean, that's insane. If he were not a state legislator, I think it would be a no-brainer here. This guy would have to get his head examined and be in handcuffs. But look, you're doing the right thing. You sound like a wonderful person. I know your husband sent me a note, too. Apparently, you guys are, or at least he is, I can't speak for you, but a listener of the show. So I thank you for that very, very much.
He is. He was excited that I would be able to speak with you in person. So I appreciate you sharing the story and especially telling people about the fundraiser, because if we can bring some good funding for the Pro-Life Union out of this, then it will be worth it.
And again, it's GoFundMe.com/Pro-Life Philly.
Yes.
All right. Well,
thank you.
You know, listen, thank you, Ashley. Ashley Gorecht, God bless and best to your family, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right, 855-839-1210. Well, that's a wonderful woman right there.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.